The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11. This is letter number 3558. Actually, so this is 3558. I call it B or star. They put this in this letter later on, I guess. So it still keeps up by the same number. Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 16th of Sivan in Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. Shalom Avracha. So the Rebbe says, after the long silence, I was happy to get your letter from Sunday of Bahaloscha, in the portion of Bahaloscha. Although the Rebbe says you should have been more joyful, because your only complaint is that according to the accounting, you see that the physical debt became greater with a few $100. So you should be happy that your only problem is that you became more in debt a few $100. So the Rebbe says, I take from this that your health and others, similar things, are all in order. So in that case, since this is just a temporary situation, in a very short time, and we're only talking about a few $100, the Rebbe says it's not worth it to be unhappy, not joyful. Especially that you had a simcha, that your daughter, and her husband celebrated the pidyon haben from their son, shlita. So you should not be unhappy. You should be joyful. Everything else that you have, especially you just had a simcha pidyon haben by your daughter. On the other hand, the Rebbe says, I am surprised that not so much that you are concerned about the debt of a couple of $100, and the reason that you are not very often participating by the Hasidic Fabrangians, by the Hasidic gatherings, which basically freshen you up, the godly soul, and help the person to rise higher than the day-to-day life. Because he's apparently, because he's so overwhelmed about the extra debt that he has, so he doesn't go to the Fabrangians, which the Fabrangian has a tremendous impact to bring about a refreshing of the godly soul to go beyond the day-to-day life. And even the Rebbe says, if the impact, the mark of the Fabrangian, you can see openly just temporarily for a while, but inside you feel this for a long time. As you find this out in by various occasions. So the Rebbe says, I'm not so concerned that you're worried about the money, which shouldn't make you unhappy and not be so concerned, but I'm more concerned that you're not participating because of that at the Fabrangians, which is a necessity to help you along in the improvements that a Fabrangian brings for the godly soul. And even though the impact is not all the time, but inside there is a constant influx. However, the Rebbe says about the concern itself, about your debt. So the Rebbe says there is the advice that our sages say, brought down in the previous letter from the Gemara Ksubas, that Melech Mamin Choser. That if you want to solve, you have to lack money, meaning you have to spend more money. That when a person feels that he is missing money, that he's a lack, then you have to start giving more tzedakah. And this helps to have an addition in the livelihood. And this has been promised by Hashem. He said, Aser bishvil shetis asher. Tithe so that you become rich. So when you tithe, you give tzedakah, then you become rich. And it's not always that the path should be to demand from Hashem, oh, believe me, and give me more in livelihood. You say to Hashem, you first give me the addition in Parnosa, and then the person should withstand the test and say, oh, maybe I don't want to give it anymore, you know, it was, but the Rebbe said, that's not always the way to say to Hashem, you give me first, and when I get the money, then I'm going to give more tzedakah, because then you're already going to get challenges and you're going to get tested. You can do the other way. Start first with giving tzedakah, and be assured, be certain, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem will fulfill His promise. Okay, so the Rebbe says you don't have to wait for the other way, but you can trust Hashem. Start off by giving away more tzedakah, and then your financial situation will improve. May the blessed Hashem succeed you to give lots of tzedakah with a happy heart. And may you keep the saying of the Tehillim every day, the portion of Tehillim, as it's been divided up on the days of the month after davening, say that, and participate in the classes that are studied publicly, and that will hasten the good news and all the above. And the Rebbe finishes up with a blessing. So, first the Rebbe is happy that they're finally writing, and the Rebbe says there's nothing to be upset about that you have debt of several hundred dollars, because Baruch Hashem, health is okay, everything else is okay, and you just made a simcha. So the Rebbe says it's not so much that you are worried about the money, but that it doesn't allow you to participate in the Fabringens, which is very important. And the Rebbe says the idea is to give more tzedakah, and then you will get more parnasa. And don't work the other way around by saying to Hashem, you give me more, then I'll give more. If you give more and you trust Hashem, Hashem will fulfill His promise. The Rebbe encourages him to give tzedakah with a full heart, with a happy heart, and to say the Tehillim every day, as it's been divided for the month after davening. Participate in the classes, and that will hasten the good news very soon.